FWNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively up on perhaps my favorite holiday of the year. It is a spooky, scary holiday. We'll be celebrating Halloween all next week. Reminder that the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, now with some fresh dates. We'll be at Greenmount Station in Hampstead next week, opening their new sports wagering facility. It's going to be great. I've known Chris for over a decade. Great crab cake as well. That's next Friday. And then before Halloween, then after Halloween, we'll be down in Dundalk at Drug City at the Fountain, where I used to rent all my VHS tapes back in the 1980s. Lisa Rosiniak's been with me for going on 20 years now. We talk old school stuff here. When I think of Halloween as an adult, and this is God's honest truth, I don't attend a lot of parties, maybe a few house parties when I was a little younger, but the one event that I always dressed up for, my wife and I always had the layout, start thinking about costumes in September, getting into the Goodwill store, figuring out what we're going to do, was the Ravens Halloween Gridiron Bash that we had for many years, first at the ESPN Zone, then for many, many years down in Anne Arundel, Arundel Mills Mall before that was a casino. Lisa Rosiniak joins us now. She, of course, the CEO of all things Goodwill here in the Chesapeake, and you can find them at Be More Goodwill out on the Twitter thing as we throw it around. This is a big week, right? This is like, I don't want to say like Christmas. It's like bigger than Christmas for you because it's Halloween and people think of Goodwill when they want to shop this week, right?
Yeah, it's our best time of the year to get people in our stores. Definitely.
Well, the party was legendary. And before I break any of these pictures out from the old days with me, with players of the past and the present, I still got some pictures with Justin Tucker lying around as well. You did an incredible party, raised tons of money with Kevin Byrne and with the Ravens for a long, long time. I know we're not doing that anymore, but it was a good time and it was a great event. And it provided, as an adult, many, many memories that when I pull the pictures up, I think of some fun nights I had. And that's how we got to know each other.
It was great, wasn't it? I mean, I think, you know, if people weren't walking around with smartphones capturing, you know, every little thing, we might still be having it. Cause I think, you know, I mean, the players, it was just a chance for them to have fun and you know, they played video games and all that. And they're like real people.
Well, I have all of these pictures. I don't even know where to begin, but let me start with this. This was one of my favorites. This is Kyle Bowler and I.
Oh my gosh!
Right there, you go. When I was my wife and I did the King and Queen of Hearts. I had to like go through Halloween and find all these. There we are with Dennis Pitta and his wife, and they were Grease, right? Like Sandy and Danny.
Yeah.
So we've had these for years. My wife and I did. We were the Wonder Twins in 2000. 14, and that's when her hair was short right after she had cancer. And this is my son, and Dennis Pitta dressed up as a patient. Remember, he was hurt. He had a bad knee. So he literally was in a wheelchair. He had the hip problem. So, you know, all these years we did these parties. Hold on here. I got more. I know I have more here. Oh no, this is me donating to Goodwill. Hold on, different picture. I'll find Joe Flacco did Jersey Joe. Remember that? He did the thing in his head. He went to the barber.
He did. Was that awesome?
You have a favorite memory?
You know,
you were always a wacky costume every year.
We our whole executive team dressed up. But I think, you know, my favorite was seeing whatever Kevin and Sally were going to come as, because they always had the greatest costumes. I mean,
you want me to embarrass them? Here we go. Okay. Hold on. I can pull them up. I just found, this is a good year. This was maybe our favorite year. My wife and I did Wayne and Garth, Todd Heap did Napoleon Dynamite, and Kevin Byrne and his wife Sally did, what are they? What is that? Is that like an elf?
No, I think they're the King and Queen.
Oh, okay. Whatever it was. Kevin will be mad that I shared that. By the way, I saw the great Todd Heap on Sunday. I spent the day with him up at Perryville at the Hollywood Casino. It was a grand opening for their sports wagering. And he looks like he's 21. I don't know how some of these guys get done playing, and they, like Marshall Yandla, lost 100 pounds. You wouldn't even recognize him. And Mike Flynn's lost a lot. Well, a lot of the linemen lose weight. But Todd Heap looks like he could still go out there. And somebody asked him in the crowd if he could still go catch a couple passes. He said, I would play goal line. That's it. So what's going on with Goodwill this week? Because, like, I know it's a big week to get everyone out. It's Halloween madness. And I guess for what you provide and what people want to dress up, it's a fun day to go out if you don't have a costume, right? You don't have to have a costume to go to Goodwill to think about, hey, I'll be Napoleon Dynamite. I'll come up with something when I'm there.
Yeah, and our customer service associates can help people put together a costume. I mean, because we just have vintage stuff, and they can help people get imaginative with their costumes. It's really a lot of fun for us.
Well, I hope to participate in all of this. And I know you guys are doing a big Thanksgiving thing, too, as we get into the holidays here. Tell me about your Thanksgiving event, because that sort of replaced a little bit of the Halloween events.
No, actually, we've been doing the Halloween thing. This is going to be our 65th year, you know, minus 2 years from COVID. But this will be our 65th year. And this is a Baltimore tradition. Every year at the convention center, the day before Thanksgiving, we feed about 3,000 people at the convention center. We need volunteers. So please, if anybody's interested in volunteering, go to our website and, you know, sign up to volunteer. We need about 300 volunteers, you know, first thing in the morning, helping to serve throughout the day. And so it's really a great way for us to get people together to have a nice Thanksgiving dinner that wouldn't normally. But we also use it as an opportunity to connect people to Goodwill and a lot of the resources. So before they come in, as they line up, they have to go through, you know, the foyer. And we have it all set up with a whole bunch of our community partners that, you know, do housing and substance abuse recovery and, you know, all those kind of supplementary services for people who are, you know, facing whatever challenges, whether they're food insecure, don't have a place to live, et cetera, social services. And then they can come in, they can learn about Goodwill, getting some skills and getting a job. So it's a really great event. We turned it into, instead of just feeding people, really helping people also navigate the labor market, because everybody needs jobs and they're plentiful.
And this is right at the convention center, right behind where I'm seated in this picture, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Give me some times and give me some real responsibilities. And I'm offering this for on behalf of myself and my wife, because we don't have a big Thanksgiving thing we do, right? So it's not just a Thursday. We make Thanksgiving dinner here. We do it. We usually have tons of leftovers because we don't have a big, you know, group of people to come over. I would always give you 6-8 hours of my night in Halloween. I said replacing Halloween. Halloween was a party. It was a dress up. It was fun. But I mean, I don't do that event with you anymore. Tell me how I could be involved on Thanksgiving. Do I have to cook? Do I have to put gloves on? What do I need to do to help you out on Thanksgiving?
No, you don't have to cook, but help serve people.
So you think I can't cook a turkey? I'm good at turkeys, Lisa Rossini. I promise you.
No, we don't have to cook. We have the center plate at the convention center cooks all the food for us. We just need people to help serve it. And then as people finish, if they don't finish it all, wrap up their plates and help them on their way. We have goodie bags that we give away every year with, you know, snacks and stuff. But really, it's just about getting people seated in their chairs and then getting them served.
What time do you do this? I've got my calendar open right now. I'm trying to figure out what can I do is what I'm thinking.
You might have to talk to Jonathan about that. But we start taking volunteers. We start getting volunteers in at like 8. Blowing up balloons and that kind of stuff and making it festive and setting up the tables. And then we go until 3.
Okay. All right. So it's 8 till 3 on Thanksgiving. Anybody wants to come?
No, not on Thanksgiving. The day before.
It's
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Always. Yes.
Well, I know I'm available then. I mean, it's not even Thanksgiving.
Nope. Not Thanksgiving.
I get Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving morning, that's not what I'm doing it the day before.
The day before.
Good thing you told me this, because I was like trying to put my calendar together. Lisa Rossiniak is here. She is with Goodwill. Of course, she visits us, and you can visit her as I did a couple of weeks ago. We finally got the whole closet together. We thought we were 2 carloads, but we got about half of it done. And my wife's like a stacker. Like, you know, she's an engineer. So she got everything in there. We donated everything we had right over Joppa Road, right by Dr. Steve's office by LA Chiropractic on Joppa between Pering and Lock Raven. And you can donate, as of course, and you can help for Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving meal. 3,000 people on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You find out more out on the website. All right, give me an XL Center update before I let you go. And if you want to see some wacky belt buckles, I'll do that. But I want to tell you, I'm a little giddy today on the belt buckle thing. I scored the Holy Grail Van Halen belt buckle in the middle of the night. It's got a little chip. It's fine for me. I have a little chip with me. I have a chip on my shoulder too. So it's not a perfect belt buckle, but Van Halen wasn't a perfect band. And I'm not, you know, and I don't have a perfect waistline. So I'm going to get this belt buckle. So before I do all that, give me an XL Center update.
We are getting ready to do a lot of renovation to our Redwood Street building downtown to make it the most beautiful school anybody could ever want to go to. It's going to be great. High tech, you know, in the classrooms, the daycare center is being built out. So we'll be ready to open next fall, next September. It's because it's going to take a long time to actually do the renovation. But engineers have been in. We're really making it a nice place for people to go get their
an older building. I mean, you know, you're talking two blocks away from where I began my career at the News American, three blocks from literally the Pratt Street Pavilion, right? From Cheesecake Factory. You're very, very close to, I mean, you're really the heart of the city, and that's why you made a decision to do there, because accessibility and having people be able to get to the school is the most important thing.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't wait. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good for the city. And I think we're going to be, you know, inundated with people who want to come. So hopefully we'll be doing more schools.
Educate me. Begin soup to nuts. Give me the elevator speech for our audience who knows of you and me, and we have fun and we do belt buckles and we talk about goodwill initiatives. But job training is that people think of your storefront and they think of Halloween this week. But that's the core of what you do. I want you to explain what the XL Center is going to be when it grows up and you get this thing open next September.
So the XL Center is an adult high school. It's open to anybody over 18 who did not get their high school diploma for whatever reason. They may have dropped out. They didn't finish for whatever reason. It's an accelerated two-year program. You don't have to be in there for 2 years, but it can go up to 2 years. You get all the credits to get your high school diploma. While you're there, you can drop your kids in the drop-in daycare center. So you have little ones. They're not quite in school yet. You can use the drop-in daycare center for them. Go off to your classes, start learning how to apply for jobs, you know, learn how to type, use a computer. And all this is done in within 2 years, graduate, move into one of our skills training programs, and off you go to a fabulous family sustaining wage job and a career path.
It's what Goodwill's always done, and it's at sort of the heart of their mission. Although the mission this week is to have some fun for Halloween, too. Make sure you get into the stores. And, of course, you can always donate to Goodwill's anywhere, anytime. Always good to visit with you. And, yeah, we're sort of onward and upward. You've sparked my thoughts about Thanksgiving here and giving back. Because I haven't done that in a number of years, worked in the kitchen. I did that for a number of years. I'm a Tony Robbins guy, and there's a basket brigade that Tony Robbins has done all for 40 years of his work with people. And Thanksgiving's like sort of the big holiday that I've gotten involved in over the course of time, but it's not on Wednesday. Usually it's on Thursday. So you get an extra day out of me, Lisa. So tell Jonathan that he can count on seeing me at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll be freshly scrubbed and be ready to blow up balloons, carry stuff. My back even feels better this year, so I can actually lift stuff. So I will be of service for you guys this
Thank
Thanksgiving.
You.
All right.
Awesome.
I'm going to recruit some people too. Lisa, did I leave anything out here other than you guys are open all week for Halloween and get on in and dress yourself up and get into the spirit of having a little bit of fun here for Halloween?
Yeah. Lord knows we need some fun.
Well, there's nothing more fun. I'm going through these old pictures here. And here's a fun picture of a former Raven, Michael Orr, dressed as a hatchet killer. There you go. Right.
Wow.
There I am looking very scared of him. I miss your parties. I want to say that. I haven't said that throughout this segment. And it doesn't give me a reason to dress up. So I'm going to have to find a fake reason next week. I'm doing a David Bowie Aladdin Sane. I'm going to be Aladdin Insane with the Thunderbolt across my face.
Cool.
So my son did it a couple years ago. So he and his wife are going to like do all the makeup for me so I can go out and look good.
Next very cool. Week. All right. Let's see the belt buckle.
I don't have it. No. I got it last night.
Oh.
No.
You're bidding on it.
Well, hold on a second here. I can pull up. I think I have one new belt buckle. This is my newest belt buckle. And this band played last night at Ram's Head. Do you remember the 1970s band Firefall?
Yes.
Yeah, you are the woman I always dreamed of.
Yeah.
This is a Firefall belt buckle. It's in perfect condition. It's their album from 1977. And then, so you want the Van Halen one. This is more of the typical one. A lot of people have this one. The one I have is just the Van Halen. It's coming. This is the original Van Halen. So that's the one I've had. This is the easier one to get. The more really rare one is this purple deep blue with just the VH on it. And very few of them to be found. I score one last. I'll have it next time we get together. It's in the mail. It's in the mail.
You need to go and shop Goodwill. And
I have the only one they had there was a Guns N' Roses one up there. I went up 2 weeks ago. I go on, trust me, I was seeking this Van Halen belt buckle. I was not going to sleep until I got it. And actually, there was a Van Halen belt buckle sold on Shop Goodwill. You see what's sold and what's not. But nonetheless, no, there was a Guns N' Roses when it was more of a modern one. It wasn't one of the older ones, one of the original ones. Because see, on the back of these, they actually have like the date, you know, that they were made on the back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, these are fun to collect and they're fun to wear. And I'll be wearing my David Bowie one next week for my Aladdin Insane. All right?
Did you check out the Ravens?
The Ravens.
Band?
Say that again?
The Ravens band. You were going to call...
John Seaman?
Yeah, to see if you could get them to make the Ravens logo. You know, the old band, the Ravens.
Oh, the band, the Ravens. Oh, Keith Brewer and Rob Fahey. No,
yes.
No, you kept saying, when you say Ravens to me, it only means one thing. Wait, Rob Fahey's going to be mad at me if he hears this, but you know what? There are blank old Pacifica belt buckles. They sell blank that you could epoxy. And I've seen some, well, they're like homemade. I've seen like a homemade meatloaf one because they didn't make a meatloaf one, but somebody took the Bat Out of Hell cover and put it on and, you know, they're selling it on the internet. Right. I haven't done that yet, but I'll talk to Rob and I'll talk to Keith and see if such a thing ever existed as Ravens, R-A-V-Y-N-S.
Yeah, Ravens with a Y.
Ravens.
Ravens, just said Ravens with a Y.
19. All right. Good enough. Yeah. I'll be singing with Rob. All right. I was raised on the radio. You know that, bro.
Me too. Right? That's my favorite growing up.
Lisa Rosiniak is the chief executive officer, the CEO of all things Goodwill here. She's getting that Excel Center. Are you still working in the downtown office or have your offices moved now?
So we relocated to the Baltimore Gateway building.
So you're southwest over by like Joe Avenue, Avenue.
We're still in the city. We just moved our admin group there so we can have our building for the school.
All right. Well, my buddy Ed Laverne over at the Ascension St. Agnes right around the corner from you. You got kiddies around the corner. You got good things over there in the southwest side of town. I just had your councilwoman on, Felicia Porter, did the show with me at Fadley. She did the crab cake tour last week. So I had a lovely conversation with her about how much she loves South Baltimore and how South Baltimore is getting better. So have at it.
Awesome.
And you're making it better. Goodwill Industries makes us better. They're on with us and a part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in conjunction with our friends at the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation. You buy two, you get two free. 866-90-NATION. Make sure you're taking care of them. Make sure you're taking care of our good friends at Goodwill here this week. Clean your closets out. Get out, do some shopping, and by all means, roll your sleeves up on the day before Thanksgiving to come help us serve some folks some turkeys and some dressing and some stuffing and some mashed potatoes on the day before Thanksgiving. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I'll have my other Van Halen belt buckle next week. We are BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.